Hi Jeff, welcome to Dance World, and welcome in Italy. I got some questions to ask you. So the first one is, when, why, and how you start singing?
When I started, as far back as I can remember speaking, maybe 5 years old, 4 years old. Where? In New York City, where I was born. And why? Because there's nothing I want to do in my life than to sing and be a performer.
Oh, great, great. Okay, it's just because I know that some questions could be boring, but with my program, we try to bring hard rock music again, because in Italy, if you watch MTV, you can hear good music.
Most of the world, it's a very small market. It's what used to be a very big following in the big media for hard rock music, now it seems to be a cult following. It seems to be what it was when it first started. It started small and then went really big, and now it's back to small again, but everything is possible to go up and down in waves, so maybe you're onto something.
Okay, thank you. Okay, then I would like to ask you something about your career. During your long career, which has been the greatest experience you have? I mean, a great moment you would like to share with us?
Well, I've had some really amazing, amazing moments in my life, and I think still today, the biggest one for me was to sing with Brian May and Roger Taylor in Los Angeles. Because being such a huge Queen fan was, it was a big thrill. It was a big honor to sing with those guys when they got the star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And to be asked to be in front of them was almost like, wow, it was like the feeling of singing for Queen. And of course, I mean, singing for Journey, I'm just very happy and very lucky to do what I do for a living, to be able to tour around the world and doing music. I mean, it's a dream for anybody to do, and the fact that I get to do it and make a living from it's amazing.
Okay. Now, and this answer could introduce a question I would like to do. With your band, you are doing a tribute band of Queen, and I watched it was very good. And if one day Queen will ask you, Jeff, will you come with us to record a new album with Queen? What would you like to do?
Well, you'd have to shoot a gun straight into my head if I said no. Of course, that would be a dream come true because I'm such a huge fan of their music, and I understand their music enough that if we did something together, I would do something that makes Queen proud instead of making a Jeff Scott Soto type of record. So, of course, I would love to do something like that if it happened.
Okay. And concerning with your solo career, Lost in Translation obtained a lot of good reviews on a magazine. Which album do you think with your solo career could be the most significant, the one?
The new one, the one that is not out yet. Because this, to me, is the quintessential Jeff Scott Soto album. This one has, it basically says everything I've always wanted to say as an artist, but maybe was a little too reserved to do before, or maybe the timing wasn't right. But this is the album I've been waiting to do all my life. And when it finally comes out, people will finally hear what I'm all about, what I'm really all about.
Oh, okay, great. It would be great. I hope so. Okay, not just a question. The last question is not a question, but it is an appeal that I would like to ask you. Because with my program, we try to bring some lost rockers from the wrong way to the rock way. If you want to tell something to our audience, to our rockers, you can do that.
Well, it's the same old message that should always be rung loud and clear from everybody. Rock and roll is here to stay. It's not going to die. It's going to come in back and forth in different many incarnations, but no matter where you go, no matter where you turn, it's here to stay. So keep rocking.
Thank you so much, Jeff. I hope you enjoy this journey in Italy. I hope to see you again.
Thank you very much. Arrivederci.